good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 19th, 2020. Well, yesterday I was listening to a podcast titled Bible Talk. On this podcast, they are walking through the book of Genesis, discussing different aspects of the book. And as they were concluding the discussion, they discussed the deception found throughout the book of Genesis. In that discussion, they stated how none of the deception was necessary. The deception used by Jacob, Rachel, Laban, and others doesn't stop God's promises from ultimately being fulfilled. God can overcome deception and doesn't need our deception to accomplish his purposes. So what is that purpose? In answering that, I think they answered the question of why God created this world. The promise of God is that this earth will be covered with his image bearers who are worshiping him rightly. So that's sort of why God created. So this earth would be filled with his image bearers, and they would worship him rightly. Really, his glory would fill the earth. We find in Revelation chapter 4 and verse number 11 that God created all things, and for his pleasure they are and were created. In Isaiah 43:7, we find those called by his name are created for his glory. God created this world in a state of perfection. And if Adam and Eve would have stayed in that state of innocence, the world would be filled with the image bearers of God. They would be able to see the glory of God as they followed him and fellowshipped with him. All the glory of God would be on display for those created in his image. However, Satan worked his deception in the garden. Because of the deception in the garden, fellowship between God and man was broken. Man would no longer be able to experience the glory of God in the garden. And by the way, man would take up the art of deception, trying to accomplish his purposes. But ultimately, as we learn in the book of Genesis, no matter how often we try to manipulate the circumstances, we can never out-manipulate God. His purpose is going to be accomplished. So even though man worked deception, the purpose of God for creation was not destroyed. God would display his glory in another way. God would display his glory on the cross. He would display his love, mercy, and grace for all to see when his son hung on the cursed tree. Let me say that again. He would display his love, mercy, and grace for all to see when his son hung on the cursed tree. In the days of Noah, the earth was filled with violence. That's how the deception continued on. It brought forth violence. And then in Numbers 14, we find Moses interceding for the people of God. And God tells Moses this in verse number 21, "But as truly as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of God." And so you can see man has been working against God. Man has been working to follow his own way, but God's purpose is still intact. The plan of God to fill the earth with his glory is still intact. In Psalm 72:19, we find it says, "And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." And then what do we find in Revelation 21:23? "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." And so what do we see coming to the end as we're stepping into eternity? The glory of God, the goodness of God, all that brings God glory is being displayed in this earth. And so ultimately the purpose of God is going to be accomplished. Now the purpose of the deception of Satan was to steal that glory. He worked every way he could to attempt to steal God's glory. And as a matter of fact, he's still working today in order to try to steal God's glory. He doesn't want God's people who are filled with the Spirit of God to bring glory to God. And he's working every way he can to stop that. He couldn't stop the glory of God then. He can't stop the glory of God now. And he will not be able to stop God from being glorified in the future. But today, the disciple of Jesus will worship God rightly. The disciple will worship him for who he is, the great, good God, the great God, the good God. Adam and Eve and their descendants could have experienced this from God if they would not have been deceived. Now, we who know Jesus as our Savior are able to comprehend the glory of God. We are able to glory in and worship Him. Today, I encourage you to glory in and worship God. He truly is the great and good God. Let's pray. Today, Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we are thankful that you are great and good. We are thankful that you didn't leave us without hope when we rebelled against your glory. Lord, I pray today that we will live for your glory. I pray that the earth will be filled with your glory. And I pray today that my little corner, our little corner of the world, would be filled with your glory. Because of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.